Based on what they did was wrong from there. Questioned by the prosecutors, despite considerable fencing, he refused to discuss the matter and was excused by the prosecutors. The court was wrong. And you mustn't say anything to anybody about this because that's what you weren't supposed to call over here.
He called
the advice. He said they were really working over. Said stuff is listen, strong. You're going to jail. Think about your wife. Think about your baby. And I was like this bar. And I don't, you know, that kind of stuff.
I knew they were going to
work for him. Ask the lawyer. No, they asked him to get a lawyer. They kept stressing that he wanted him to get a lawyer. And I think what they're doing is setting him up for him. Yeah, I know. He said that right along.
The word.
Well, I don't know. I honestly don't.
No.
Now, Perlie and the Secret Service agent were there when that safe was open. And, never tried to appoint myself for that. So they're still on this,
that's your only vulnerability, huh?
Deep Six and the FBI business and, Lydia. Well, that's interesting. That the dean would take that remark and go out and act on it.
He says it.
No, but Lydia did it.
Told her.
Yeah, that it came through dean.
But apparently they did believe. In other words, you were
discussing
it. I told her.
It was that
I tried to tell you something. Well, look, I can imagine they had to discussing it. So Jesus Christ, you know, in the country, right? Maybe we don't need six of them.
Yeah.
He didn't do any of those things. Any thoughts on this finder? Who you talked to?
Yes, sir. I talked to
Moore.
Yeah, Chevy Rhodes.
Both of
them. They're against it. All right.
Where was I at? For the other reasons you mentioned.
So the Rhodes have been avoided in contact. And his concern.
We just won't cut it down. We've got anything else you can say to me?
Don't say it.
No. We've got enough trouble by saying nothing, so we'll say nothing today. No, actually, the state's not. Thank God we haven't had a hole in the state. Oh, anyway.
Yeah, we're just having a
struggle. Thank God we didn't get a dean report.
Right.
Thank God. So we've got to be drunk.
Don't say it.
Rose made the point. Look at the state. No comments and so forth. The state.
Well, I have it. I got an understanding, John, that he wants us to move first. And, on the floor of the river, please. We've got to go on. What I had in mind, how you say it quickly. But any event, then we're going to have to wait for the recruiters. The point is, we've got the whole record. I just don't want to.
He wants to wait until the recruiter pops. Is that it?
Peterson?
No, I mean,
the others do.
Well, he didn't get into any discussion about the recruiter popping.
No,
that was his objection. His point is that what Rose's point is, in addition to the stampede, at this point, the president too closely tied in as an investigator and too closely tied into the grand jury proceeding itself, at least to which extensively, what we're feeling is that you have the first twist and suggest that the president is becoming, but the president is becoming, as an investigator, involved in knowledge and awareness of grand jury proceedings.
Or therefore, could it affect
the direction of those proceedings in this contact with Peterson?
Well, all the facts are going to show us otherwise, so what comes out, go ahead.
But this one, I
think so. He did, John. I asked about Magruder today, and they haven't got to deal with him yet because Magruder's attorney was sitting on top of the dirt, on top of the street, and Magruder's not good. They haven't worked it out yet. About the time. having a big, different deal on him because the back to his lawyer, and says, Dean didn't do anything except in the making of Holland, an original special. They don't get, you know, they're like, to try this administration and the president. His lawyer, Shatner, he said that's quite common. Quiet after all the business of travel on the Dean reporting the rest, but quiet at that Dean's particular position, John, you can see how he did it earlier. He did make something on his own. Is the type that's the slip equation. It was all early. He didn't know what it meant. I said, no, I did not ask you yet. I got you. He told me that Dean said after a second meeting over there, he went over and saw Holland and said, we ought to be in this ship. Holland said, I agree. I said, well, what's wrong with that? He said, well, Holland, by failing to act,
so that is here. Yeah. Dean states Holland agreed, but apparently no issue with his first
time. By failing to act. And then I said, well, how long did he do that? He wasn't in charge. He had quite good approval by him, he certainly did not. He had no responsibility at all. The campaign was totally out of my house. But I suppose what he meant for that, all of the shooting, he called mention, not at all. Is that what they're saying? What would Paul would say to that sort of thing?
That's hard to get around and to understand because the story consistently has been that at every one of those meetings, the plan was disapproved by him.
Yeah.
How's there to get out of it?
By going to Hall.
He came back and said, well, their proposal, that's all disapproved it.
Is he making that up?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense in the context of those meetings that everybody agrees on. That at all those meetings, he had attended. It ended in disapproval.
So why did he go to Hall?
So why, you know, why is there a failure to act when everything is disapproved?
You have to put that against Dean involved and develop the suspenders, you know.
Like I said, I was thinking about going out and putting on a hole and retire, but I decided not to.
Yeah, the point is, I think that's a very good point for you to say, well, where was this? If the damn plan was disapproved, why does all of it get blamed for not disapproving?
Yeah. Maybe two disapprovals are a negative state.
That's what I don't think it's a
thing. Well, I don't know. Enough about it, I guess. I sure like to see this come out sometime. And I suppose it has to be at the time that the murder makes its deal.
Well, let me say, I've got Peter on a short leash. Okay. Here's an ordeal. To keep that statement without admitting this factual thing that John has worked up for you, given
it. I have no idea that it's like that today.
Fine. But we've got to be ready to go on that and hit somebody.
Continue under the standing rules of the committee during the testimony of the witness. That's my interpretation.
Well, no, tape would be motion picture.
Why not? That's electronic. See, the terminology is stills, motion picture, or electronic. That is the way they use it.
And so I've got to call in the baker to try and make a clarification,
right?
Because it may be their intent that if the networks will go live, they'll let them go. But if they tape, then they can't take the testimony. And if that's the interpretation, I think we ought to go for it.
Right.
Don't you? Okay, well, I get that interpretation, I'll be back to you on the instructions. You know, there isn't much point in going through the whole thing until,
I think there are many with the break. Please. That all helps to be forthcoming the third way.
Well, as we mentioned before, I think that posture hurt and positions
whatever
side of the check they
or it may be to our advantage to
have one team.
My problem is Howard Baker was the Russian bomb. So there's got to be action there's got to be action tomorrow. It's the Irving Committee meeting up there now. 10 or 6 of them meeting about it is that somebody is both blood and dash. But he was there with this bar in Philadelphia, as well as some abortion scandal. He's been taken by surprise again. And he's very unhappy and he's convened the committee. He can think for bias. Well, no, and I'm kind of keen about this too. You can have it here in an executive session. Any rules at the witness's request for the purpose of determining scope and in effect is where the witness should want to testify.
Well, that's true.
And that's good. And there's a lot of stuff in there about the due permit only in closing statements. They will.
What's your advice?
There's very little left to argue about except the television. And we could say, we interpret this to mean that unless the television is live, there won't be any, and that's unexpected to us. And we might get the jump on that one.
All right, fine.
And then let them come back and say, no, that isn't what we mean. We mean it can be taped. And then we come back and say, well, that isn't satisfactory. By that time, they're in the recess. And the thing will be hung up until they get back.
Tomorrow.
So
so you don't need to tell me.
I know what the hell a full court press is. And that thing you told me this morning?
Yes, sir.
I thought of that already. He wants to go out and what? He wants all of them early and Dean or something, right?
Or to see what are you doing? He has some variations of letters that suggesting that the girls would have been the girls in the next week for the third step there.
And I would accept that. Before the case breaks?
Yes.
Is that today?
Well, not today.
I prefer it.
I think it's, you have enough of that.
I think I want it to be a little clearer in my mind, Roger.
I'll put it off.
Got it. Look, I got it, and I just fiddled with this thing. And I think along those lines, just say that. And I'll because I'm talking, if I cannot act, just say that. I just finished this long meeting, and when I acted, I cannot act today because of frankly jeopardize the prosecution,
right?
Okay. And the right to defend, and that therefore that I can't, and that I've been told that by the assistant attorney general, that I cannot act today to jeopardize the prosecution. So that took a lot of letters off, and they're working on it. And I have put the pressure on to get this, so that I can be prepared to act, and I have in mind all of those options that I have I've met with all three of them today, right? I've met with all three of them.
You may not want to say it.
Well, I